Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique each day, customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 679, you'll be guided in a meditation focused on our weekly theme of abundance. And in today's meditation, we'll be combining several of the meditation techniques we've explored throughout this week's meditation, so you can see how we're layering the different techniques into one meditation. And I'll also share with you an herbal tea. So this is a meditation for a Friday if you're listening to this in sequence, although you don't have to listen to the meditations in any kind of order. In every Friday's meditation, I share an herbal tea. And I share an herb because the herbs can help benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques that I share. Now, I love to share meditation techniques because when you do a meditation technique, it can help you to focus throughout your day when stress triggers come your way. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or stressed, you could do a breathing technique or an affirmation or a mudra or a visualization or a chakra focus. You could even do a walking meditation or sip an herbal tea. Those are the many meditation techniques that I share, one each day. And so these techniques are not just for when you're seated meditating in your nice meditation space. They are truly for you to use right during the busiest part of your day, which is also usually the most stressful part of your day. So that's when these techniques can work so beautifully for you. Now, as you get ready to do the meditation, I'll guide you to relax the different areas of your body, and then I'll guide you using a few of the meditation techniques. And then finally, you meditate on your own, where you'll hear my voice stop guiding you, you'll hear the music stop, and this is your time to go into your own inner stillness. So the meditation techniques help to get you to the place where you're ready to experience an inner sense of peace, which is meditation. And when your mind wanders, the meditation techniques can help you to refocus your thoughts again. And always meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer, ending your meditation on a high note. So you don't want to force yourself to sit and do your time and meditate. You want to make sure that you're enjoying every moment of your meditation, even if that just involves you seated meditating for a short amount of time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Meditate to where you still enjoy doing it and leave it just at that point where you could go a little bit further. This is going to keep you coming back to your meditation ritual, and the consistency is the key to you realizing all the benefits of meditation. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you now the herbal tea that I've selected to go along with abundance, our theme for this week. Well, the herb that I have selected is certainly an herb that you can often find in abundance, especially during the summer months, on most any patch of grass, and that is dandelion. Dandelion offers so many wonderful benefits for you. So those flowers that you may even consider as weeds that you might just stomp under your feet as you walk across the grass. Well, that so-called weed with the yellow flower is a potent herbal medicine for you. Now, as always, you want to check and make sure that any herb you take will not interfere with other medications that you're taking, or especially if you breastfeed. But many herbs offer you so many natural benefits that can even benefit you better than many medications. So if you consider dandelion, it has many flavonoids, and its leaves and roots can be used to cleanse the liver. It can help to treat problems such as diabetes, acne, cancer, anemia, high blood pressure, and if you have gallbladder issues, dandelion can really benefit you to support you. If you're female and you suffer from premenstrual symptoms, such as bloating and gas and water weight gain, it also helps support you if you suffer from urinary disorders. So try sipping dandelion tea. You always want to make sure that it's organic, it doesn't have any chemicals on it, and you would simply dry it out and then steep a few teaspoons in a cup of hot water. Cover the cup or the pan with a lid so that those essential oils don't evaporate in the steam, and steep it for about 10 minutes or however long it suits your taste. You could add a little bit of honey and sip it this way. So I encourage you to sip dandelion. Now, you can hear that I have still a little bit of congestion from this cold or allergy. I'm not sure what I have, but I'm truly at the tail end of this, so I hope that my voice is going to be back to normal pretty soon. So I want to thank you for bearing with me as I've had a cold that's lasted for an entire week as I've recorded this meditation series. So as we explore abundance this week, we've been focusing on creating a feeling of abundance from qualities and characteristics and even material possessions, relationships, anything you already have within you or in your life. Because abundance is not so much about adding on to what you already have, but rather cultivating what you already have. And this is true abundance. And when you do want to add more to your life, maybe there's something you want to bring into your life, or you feel like you would like more and better relationships, or more and stronger finances, or more opportunities at work, or a bigger home to live in, or whatever it may be in your particular case. When you feel as though you want to increase what you already have, a fantastic way to do that is by focusing with your willpower on the qualities you already have and magnifying those. Because when you magnify those and feel a sense of gratitude for what you already have, you can't help but feel more abundant. And you can't help but express this feeling to others. They can feel it. It has an attractive feature to it, where those who feel as though they have everything they need within them have confidence. And so you're naturally going to attract others to you. And this can also attract different qualities that you seek to you. But to really focus on something that you want to bring into your life, visualize it powerfully. Visualize it as if you already have it. Feel as though it's yours. Not in a way that's wishful thinking, but in a way that you feel as though you deserve this and that you have it, that it's already a quality that you possess. This is going to help you to bring this into your life. This is a very powerful visualization technique that many people who are incredibly successful that I've had an opportunity to work with, many of these people tell me that they visualize exactly what they want every single day, even several times a day. They'll really visualize themselves going through the motions of achieving something it is that they want. And they don't just put it out there and think, well, let's see how it goes. I'm going to really visualize myself in this way and let's see how it goes. They visualize themselves in that way, but they also take actions that head them in that direction. So if it's a skill set they need to acquire, they gain that skill set. Or if it's relationships they need to reach out to and cultivate and nurture, they do that. Not all at once where they just jump in and really get themselves engaged and involved in something, although sometimes that works very well. But a lot of times we don't often have that much energy to drop the rest of our life and really pour ourselves into some brand new endeavor. It's more likely what I've seen with people bring incredible success into their life, no matter what that success is, whether it's for their health, relationships, their career. What I've noticed works the best is when you break it down into bite-sized pieces where you do a little bit consistently, and that adds up to massive results. So let's get you meditating now and applying some of these meditation techniques we've explored throughout the week and put them into a meditation for abundance, for you to cultivate a feeling of gratitude for what you already have in your life, as well as visualize yourself experiencing and bringing into your life maybe something additional that you want. So as you get ready, go ahead and make yourself nice and comfortable. Sit up straight with a straight spine. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated as they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And now we'll relax your body where you might hold tension. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward, whatever feels best for you. Relax your stomach and let it soften, letting it hang out so that with each inhale, you bring in all the air you need to oxygenate your entire body. And as you exhale, you'll feel your abdomen sink back down as you release any tension. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Any remaining tension, just notice it. You could breathe into it. Feel it expand and relax. Now notice your breath and honor the kind of state you're in right now, not forcing your breath in any way, allowing yourself to breathe naturally and to naturally allow yourself to go into more stillness as you detach from distractions, from whatever it was you were doing before you sat down to meditate. Just focus on your breath right now. You can hold your hand in a position called a mudra if you'd like during this meditation. And the mudra that we did this week is a mudra to help you experience gratitude for what you already have. And this creates a feeling of abundance when you feel grateful for your life exactly as it is. So to do this mudra is very simple. You simply clasp your hands with your fingers intertwined. And you can hold your hands right at your chest, or you can hold them right at your stomach. Mudras work in a similar way as yoga or acupressure, where the way you position your hands or your body stimulates corresponding parts of your brain. And research shows this on a brain scan when you hold your hand in certain positions. So this position, with your hands clasped and intertwined in front of you and your thumbs crossed as well, this represents gratitude. You can consider something in your life you feel gratitude for. Focus on that. Eyes uplifted, jaw, stomach, shoulders relaxed. Holding this mudra at your chest or at your stomach, or keeping your hands on your lap, not even doing the mudra. Do what feels best for you. These techniques are just a way for you to make your meditations more dynamic. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale. As you inhale, feel your body soften and expand as you feel gratitude for what you already have in your life. And as you exhale through your nose, release any tension, self-doubt, fear, let it go. Inhale through your nose, feeling your energy rise upward and inward as you feel gratitude for your life exactly as it is. And as you exhale, release any self-doubt or fears, let them go. Gently uplifted, shoulders, jaw, stomach, and relaxed. Now focus on your breath, and as you inhale, Consider what lights you up and makes you excited about your life. Often stems from your third chakra right at your stomach area, where you assimilate your energy and your passions. And this is often the clue that reveals to you the fire burning within you when you're not sure what you need or what you want in your life. When you return to your passions and consider what gets you very excited about your life, maybe even something you no longer do anymore, consider how you could bring that back into your life. Inhaling and exhaling gently. You can release the mudra at any time. Hold it for up to 15 minutes at a time. Visualizing yourself, pursuing your passions, bringing them into your life with gratitude and joy for all you already have. Continue your meditation, going deeper into this beautiful sensation of peace you've created. And when your mind wanders, bring it back to one of the meditation techniques I've shared with you in this meditation. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.